ya, itu Soeharto Wiklam, order masalah ya.
Shiroto, a corporate expert and CEO of the People's Business Cooperative Union, highlighted the necessity of autonomy and sound governance in the formation of 80,000 cooperatives, Marapute cooperatives, targeted for completion by June 2025. He stressed that successful cooperatives worldwide thrive due to government respect for independence, autonomy, and democracy supported by broader economic democratization policies. Deputy Minister of Home Affairs Ritka Haluk emphasized the necessity for synchronization between the central and regional governments in aligning the 2026 regional government work plan with national development plans. She expressed optimism that the Musrembang RKPD 2026 in Babao would positively impact the local economy and encourage regional governments to maintain enthusiasm despite budget efficiency measures. And that was the news. Well, listeners, still here with me, Rain, Indonesia today, where I'll be accompanying for the next 4 hours, so stay tuned as always in Voice of Indonesia, where you can tune in through our online streaming, voinews.id, shortwave, 3325kHz and 4752kHz, and our application in RRA Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And please enjoy a song from Afghan Sonawan with X.
Sour taste. Wadum Pri is mainly found and growing wild at the village. It has given sour
Well, listener, right now I'm going to tell you something really unique. It's about a house, but it's also about a boat. So here is the Floating Raft House. The Floating Raft House is a traditional house of the Bangka Belitung province, characterized by its unique design as a floating house on water. This house is built on a large raft made of bamboo or buoyant wood, like glum wood, designed to float and to flow the flow of the river or the sea. The Floating Raft House reflects the lifestyle of coastal communities who rely heavily on water as their primary source of livelihood. This house not only serves as a residence, but also a storage place for fishing equipment and marine harvest. It symbolizes the adaptation and creativity of the Bangka Belitung people in dealing with geography dominated by water. The distinctive features from the structure is the walls and roof are usually made of local wood or bamboo, while the roof is often covered with nipa leaves or zinc. The room layout is the main room, functioned as a family room, sleeping area, and storage space for marine harvest. And for the ornaments, Floating Raft House generally have a simple design without many decorations. However, some houses are painted with bright colors to enhance their appearance and reflect the vibrant spirits of coastal communities.
Who is left by her lover without news for 2 years. She can waiting for a promise or arrival from her lover, but it never comes true. The song created by Ariandel and popularized by singer Maharani Kahar was released in 1982 in Maharani Kahar's debut album of the same name. This album became the most popular album of Maharani Kahar's career. The song was not only popular in its time, but also continues to be remembered and even resung by many artists across generations, like Yuni Sara, who released the song in 1997. Then the pop music group Karma Mereka also released the song in 2018. Well, listen, here is Erika Rashid featuring Dapur Music Project with the song December Kabul.
After this, you will listen to a feature with the title Uncle. If you want to know more about Uncle rather than just a musical instrument and what can it be played for, make sure to tune in to our feature only on Voice of Indonesia.
Kalau di Jawa Barat memang yang lebih ini tuh yang jenisnya angklung ya, alatnya digetar ya, bukan tidak tergolong alat perkusi atau dipukul ya. Nah itulah barangkali memang ya kapan mulai dibuat ya saya sendiri gak tahu itu kapannya.
The band music that we know today is angklung. It is known in West Java. The instrument is played by shaking or striking it and not by beating or tapping it like percussion. When it was first made, I do not know. What is clear is that we could find it when there were traditional rituals or ceremonies. For example, in Bogor there was angklung gubrak and in Banten angklung seret. It was all media for traditional ceremonies, which in essence was for tasakuran or thanksgiving to the Lord or even a repellent of bad spirits. Now, however, it is not to ward off bad spirits anymore but to repel pests.
Formerly, angklung was used as part of ritual among the people. Then, as time went on, angklung became a folk entertainment. How could this happen? Dayang Octaviani Ujo, an angklung artist from Saung Angklung Ujo, has an explanation.
Awalnya ada mana-mana, bukan saya nggak tahu. Awalnya itu angklung hanya musik etnis. Jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng-jeng step as tribute to the goddess they receive during the harvest. Don't drink, so there was no tune. But then the outside Baduis created Dami Lalati Dachuns, who they used as a means to back. Then Mr. Dine Sutigna was interested in it. There was a teacher, a music teacher, and a scout instructor. Mr. Dine tried to find out how could this musical instrument be taught in schools. When he saw the beggar, he thought this could be translated into Do Re Mi Fa Sol La Si Do. Then he tried to do it and offered to teach this in school. He was rejected. Why? Because at the time, only rich people could go to school, and they did not want to play beggar music. Finally, he decided to teach it to boy scouts. When they played Uncle so beautifully, the schools then became interested. At last, Uncle went to school. So the one who translated the traditional tunes into Do Re Mi Fa Sol La Si Do is Mr. Dine. Why did he do that? Because at the time, schools were in need of musical instruments. That's the main reason. Then, when it became interesting, Uncle then was turned into music for entertainment. Yes, we should know that. But I realized after I had been abroad hundreds of times. Once in history, the Dutch colonial troops were terrorized by sharp bamboo spears. Not because they were more deadly than grenades or bullets. No. But the spirit of these bamboo spears made the people came and worked together, helping each other to fight the Dutch. That made the Dutch troops scared. Uncle, as you can see, has made everybody swept away. Everyone was involved and resulted in harmony. So when I visit other countries, a lot of people feel close to Indonesia. How they feel in harmony with Indonesia.
The harmony and familiar feeling with Indonesia has been well perceived by participants of the Indonesian Arts and Cultures Scholarship 2012. Hayden from Azerbaijan and George from Nauru. Thanks to the scholarship, they have been given the opportunity to learn the art and culture of Indonesia, especially Angklung music at Saung Angklung Ujo, Bandung. Initially, when they first saw the Angklung music performance, they were so amazed. How could some pieces of bamboo produce such beautiful music, which ultimately has made them feel familiar and love Indonesia?
My name is Haydar. I come from Azerbaijan. Yes, I love it. I'm getting more and more in love with Indonesia. This is extraordinary for me since this is the first time I see a musical instrument made of bamboo. It is very unique and I really want to learn Angklung. In my opinion, Angklung is not difficult if you really want to learn. I think I can. Yes, I can play Angklung.
My name is George Kozina. I'm from Nauru. Well, the first time, I didn't know that bamboo can make music from it. But now, I can, realize that bamboo can make of many of things, like can build house, making music, and everything. But the first I was, so surprised that they made music from this bamboo, like Angklung. Yeah, also, maybe this is the first time I can pass the music class, yeah. Very easy. Back home, I have to, if I want to teach Angklung, maybe I need to buy this equipment to go back to Nauru and teach them how to play Angklung. Because in Nauru, we don't have bamboo, but we don't have much bamboo.
People are interested in learning Angklung music, including foreigners. This is a logical consequence, especially after UNESCO designated Angklung as masterpiece of oral and tangible heritage of humanity. But there is also concern about the typical music of West Java, as perceived by the Angklung master, Dain Uktaviani Ujo.
Saya lebih khawatir adalah, saya khawatir Angklung ini bisa. Orang lain lebih bagus memainkan. Kenapa? Ketika saya mainkan lagu China. But I'm not worried that other people would play Angklung better. Why? When I played a song from China, Chinese people were surprised. It sounds better in Angklung. When last week we were in Korea, we played States Korean songs. Wow, they sound really nice with Uncle. When I was in Cuba, we gave them some Uncle. There is a music school in Cuba. Cuba is a closed state, but they play Uncle beautifully. They have tango and salsa patterns. So my concern is, Uncle can be played at anywhere, by any country. You can imagine the Nigerian can play Uncle. The Arabs can as well play in the desert. The Chinese, the Japanese, it can be played anywhere. That's what I'm worried about. More people can play better. They are more serious. Well, how about if we are not serious?
Same concern is also shared by the head of tourism and culture of West Java Province, Nunung Sobari. Even worse, that Uncle recognition as World Cultural Heritage will be revoked by UNESCO.
Jadi betul sekali, di sisi lain kita bangga gembira dengan pengakuan itu, tetapi itu kan juga ada syaratnya. Jadi, angklung itu dievaluasi oleh UNESCO.
So it is true, on one side we are proud, happy with the recognition, but there are some conditions. So Uncle is to be evaluated by UNESCO. If the result is negative, then the recognition will be revoked. The negative criteria are as follows. First, if Uncle is mass-produced, manufactured. Second, if according to the assessment of UNESCO activities, related to Uncle have dropped, or even none at all.
Facing this concern, the government of West Java Province has made some efforts to preserve Uncle, as stated by the head of tourism and culture of West Java Province.
Nah untuk apa yang mengantisipasi supaya
in order to keep Angklung alive and growing in West Java in particular and in Indonesia in general, the government has initiated a Love Angklung movement. A more strategic effort actually is to make Angklung related activities in schools. So Angklung now has become an extracurricular activity. Schools in Bandung now have sent their students for Angklung lessons. Some headmasters have even invited professional Angklung instructors to train the students and to form Angklung ensembles.
The government's seriousness in maintaining, developing and utilizing the unique art of West Java is also evidenced by the opening of a new study program in the Indonesian Art College, namely Angklung and Bamboo Music Studies Program, as revealed by a lecturer of Karawitan, Indonesian Traditional Music, who has also been appointed head of the program, Yon Setiono.
Kemudian pemerintah juga dengan membuka salah satu prodi bambu.
Then the government has also opened a bamboo music studies program at STSI. Yes, perhaps this is also another effort. There are courses leading to bamboo music, and now there are also scholarships.
The head of tourism and culture of West Java Province, however, says that all the efforts that have been taken by the government will not run well if it does not get support from other parties.
Karena menurut saya dalam pelestarian.
Because I think the conservation, development and utilization of the art and culture must be done simultaneously. I conclude as choir symphony, you know, one sound singing a song usually is not so good, but it would be so nice if the song is sung in choir together. I mean, those components are not just the government. The first is the government, the second are artists or cultural figures, the third are associations or groups, including schools.
Support for preserving Angklung would be created if all are aware that Angklung is fun, as received by the artist Angklung, dan Octavian Ujo.
Let's create Angklung awareness. Angklung is fun, not a kind of heavy music. It can be played by anyone. Well, why don't we try it? No problem if you don't like it. It is impossible to make everybody like it. So, just try and taste it. After that, let's take it. And I want a lot of people to try and listen first. So do not always make a remark about what Angklung is like before feeling it first. So open your mind. Well, it turns out that Angklung is like this.
We'll be right back.
3D selling dispersed compound products, such as in the Goodie Market, the Way Market, and in the Manahan Field.
Role for protection of species is the people itself. So if the people around the area where the species occur notice and realize there is a species that living together with them, even species that has no name, and then this is very unique. For example, you think about the Barbados new species from Kaban Nunda. The species is endemic, they are in the subterranean area, they have evolved in the different way with other terrestrial species, and of course, regarding the change of the environment that support them is really, really fatal for them to survive. And this message needs to be delivered to the people around them. And for example, if you use the water and then water can go down, if it is polluted, probably can be affected to the species under the subterranean area that living in that ecosystem. We have to know when species have been discovered. There are a lot of information need to be explored rather than finding new species, how they live there, the habitat, the reproductions, as well as the populations. So if all this information can be provided, then we know what is the advantage of species from the human beings. For example, Komodo dragon has been discovered in 1995. We don't know what the Komodo dragon has until in 2015, the blood of Komodo dragon consists of some active material. So there's some material that really can be developed for material for antimaterial or antibiotics, something like that. So it has been almost 200 years after it has been discovered. More than 100 years has been discovered. So yeah, finding new species is not simple. However, finding the utility of the new species is also need improvement from the perspective of science. So message from the people is protect the species around them, as well as telling them the existence of the species in the habitat is really needed because they're a part of the ecosystem that has contribution to the stability of that ecosystem. Once the stability of the ecosystem is stopped, then human being can be affected. So this kind of the message needs to be delivered to the people around the area where the species has been found.
If you are interested on what you should do next, why not listen to the full interview only on YouTube account on Voice of Indonesia, VOI Official. Make sure to check it out.
Yeah.